Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, providing perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. How does God take a boy who was born in Japan and came to the United States at 7 to become a CPA and eventually the executive pastor at Winnersburg Presbyterian Church, one of the largest Japanese Presbyterian churches in America? This is the story of the Reverend Dr. Fred Tanizaki. We pause for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, well, dear friend, is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know the one who loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter how challenging things might be at this very moment, dear friend, there is always, always hope in Jesus Christ. Do you know that Jesus loved you so much? He died on the cross for your sins, that he shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Dr. Tanizaki and changed his life, changed his heart, is here reaching out to you. And I believe, as we hear Dr. Tanizaki's story, that you are going to be drawn closer to the Lord. Well, that's our hope and our prayer. Really, if you don't know the Lord, then you would open your heart and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Dr. Fred Tanizaki is the executive pastor at Winnersburg Presbyterian Church. He received his Master of Divinity and Doctor of Ministry degrees from Fuller Theological Seminary. He's married to Mary. They have 3 children, Christy, Marissa, and Marcy, and 8 grandchildren. Dr. Tanizaki, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate the opportunity to share Jesus with you and your wonderful audience. Thank you so much.
Well, I have always been, whenever we see each other, I've always felt a warmth and a joy that emanates from you, from the Lord. Dr. Tanizaki, where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Nagoya, Japan, and I spent my first 7 years there. And then my dad, who was a U.S. citizen, decided he wants to move to the U.S., mainly because his employment was with the military base in Japan, and as the bases were closing up after World War II, he realized he needed to make a living for himself and his family, so he decided to move to the U.S., took his family with him, and we moved to the U.S. And then I grew up in Los Angeles, then moved to Gardena, California, then Orange County. And that's basically my travels.
Well, when you mentioned Gardena, California, that strikes a chord for many people in Hawaii who have various connections there in the Gardena area. When you talk about growing up, 7 years old, then you moved, do you have memories?
Oh, I do.
Of Japan? Likewise.
Oh, I do. Very vivid memories. In fact, I didn't want to move from Japan and come to the U.S. I really loved Japan, And I knew that it was going to be so difficult for me because I didn't speak English. It was really going to be a challenge. All my relatives are still in Japan, in fact. And so I felt like, you know, I was leaving behind so much to come to a new country, new language, new food, everything new. And so I really didn't want to come to the U.S. So that's the background to coming over here.
Who would you say, Fred, influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I didn't become Christian until I was 20 years old. So until then, there was really kind of a mixture in terms of influence. I was always trying to seek out things, and I realized every person, every human being that I looked up to, they had imperfections. So I would move on from one to another and to another. And so that was kind of like my story. I didn't really look up to anyone who I could say, yeah, this is the person I want to be, simply because I realized every person that I met, even though some were very likable and some were very nice, I realized they all had their flaws. So I really can't say there was one person that I looked up to.
Hmm. How did you become a Christian?
You know, that is this is the grace of God. I was probably the most vocal persecutor of Christianity from maybe the age of 16 to 20. You see, my younger brother, Jim, he became Christian. He was the first one, the youngest in the family, became Christian. And we noticed that there was something odd about him, because on Sundays he wanted to go to the church, Gardena Valley Baptist Church, in fact. And so my parents would drive him there. And then I also noticed that he stopped using certain words, you know, curse words. He just stopped. And I also noticed that when we would do, you know, we would play basketball together, he never got angry. And I thought, what's wrong with this guy? And one day, he told me, he said, Fred, I'm a Christian. That's why I'm different now. And I said, Christian? You mean you're one of those Jesus freaks? And he said, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. And immediately, you know, my hostility just rose. And I tried to debate with him. And in fact, I think I got the better argument against Christianity. He was still, you know, he was 15 years old. He didn't really have all the apologetics down. So I picked holes in every argument that he would pose about Jesus. And he stumped me every time with the words, Fred, I don't care what you say, I believe in Jesus. And I said, no, you can't. You can't believe. My argument's better. And he would say to me, I believe in Jesus. And just that witness haunted me so much, because I thought, how could a person not be swayed by arguments, logic? How can this be? And it just puzzled me so much. And one day, when I was 20, he said, Fred, if you're so sure that Jesus and God are fake, I challenge you to come to a retreat, a weekend retreat. And I want to challenge you to see if this is going to be something that, you know, you can add to your conquest. And, yeah, I went to the retreat. Didn't faze me. So, you know, with a challenge like that, I couldn't put it down. So I said, Jim, I'm on. Sign me up for this retreat, and I'll prove to you that this Jesus stuff is just a fake. And so off I went. One critical factor in that was I went on a bus. I didn't drive. I didn't think it was such a big factor, but I went on the bus. I got to the retreat. I saw a lot of hypocrisy, just like I thought. people who were talking Jesus, but they were acting very ungodly. And so I was convinced. I said, I knew it. I knew this Jesus stuff is a fake. And if I had driven, Danny, I would have gone home that first day. But because I went on the bus, I was stuck for 3 days. And as I stayed in the retreat, the speaker, I still remember his name. He was he won the silver medal in the 1964 Olympics, I think, or 64, 68. Neil Steinhauer, that was his name. And he was the speaker, and I was listening to him, and I thought, well, you know, I still don't get it. I'm not sure. But that third night, I thought I was losing my mind because I just felt the sense of, hey, you got to believe in me, Fred. And I thought, no, this can't be happening to me. It cannot. And I fought it and I fought it and fought it. And the Holy Spirit just convicted me. And fell on my knees, came to faith in Christ. Now, there's another part to this that's really crazy. My good friend, my secular good friend, knew that I was going to this retreat, and he had teased me, saying, Fred, you go, I bet you're going to come back a Jesus freak. And I said, no way, man, I'm not going to, just to prove it, let's make plans to go to Vegas that weekend, the next weekend, and I'll prove to you that I'm not a Jesus freak. And he said, you're on. So I came back from the retreat. One of the most difficult things I had to do was to call my friend to tell him, I'm not going to Vegas because I'm going to church. My friend, when I told him that, he just erupted. And he said, I knew they'd get to you. I knew they would get to you.
How old were you at the time, Fred?
I was 20 years old.
20 years old. Well, there is the witness of a brother, a younger brother, Jim, witnessing to his older brother, Fred, who had every answer to every comment that his brother, Jim, shared with him about the Christian faith, about relationship with Jesus. And Jim was adamant, consistent. He was not going to sway. And eventually, it got the attention of his older brother, Fred, our guest today, led to the retreat and his turning to Christ. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear more from Dr. Fred Tanizaki. He's the executive pastor at Winnersburg Presbyterian Church. You can find out more about Winnersburg at winnersburg.org. That's Winnersburg, B-U-R-G.org. Now, what about you? Have you had answers? Have you been able to poke holes in the Christian faith, and yet something that you can't really describe still draws you in? Well, Pastor Fred talked about the ministry of the Spirit, and we believe the Spirit is moving right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
During the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro.
Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Dr. Fred Tanizaki was born in Japan. He still speaks Japanese fluently. He came to the United States when he was seven. He says, by God's grace, he saved me in 1973. I became a CPA and worked in this profession until receiving a call to full-time ministry, pastoral ministry, in 1996. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. I'm so grateful you're with us. Our guest today, Dr. Fred Tanizaki. He is the executive pastor at Wintersburg Presbyterian Church. You can find out more about Wintersburg at wintersburg.org. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught a little bit of the last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as I typically say, you know, share it with a family member or friend. Fred, how did God call you from being a CPA to full-time pastoral ministry?
You know, I'll tell you, the person that influenced me the most was actually my wife. And this is how it happened. It was 1992. I was actually starting to attend Wintersburg Presbyterian Church. And this is something that we decided because we wanted to make sure that our girls would have a good Christian environment to grow up in. And I was satisfied being a lay person involved in different things, and my career was definitely to be a CPA. Before my wife and I got married, she asked me the question. She said, "What kind of education do you have?" And I said, "Well, I have this and this, and I have a master's degree in divinity," and I just blew that past her. And she said, "What is that?" And I said, "Well, it's a degree that people get if they want to be a pastor." And I told her, "But don't worry, Mary, I will never, ever be a pastor. I promise you that." And so that's kind of how it went. One day, after I started attending Wintersburg in 1992, so it was about 1995, early 1995, the senior pastor there, Reverend Masaya Hibino, said, "Fred, I want to visit your house. Is it okay?" And so he came over, and he said, "Fred, I'd like to talk with you, if you don't mind." And my wife had some things to do, so she wasn't in on the conversation. So Reverend Hibino was talking to me, and he said, "Fred, I've seen you do Bible studies. I've seen you do different things. And I believe that you're called to ministry. Would you consider that?" And I told him in a respectful way, no, because I had made a promise to my wife. And after Reverend Hibino went left my home, my wife asked, so what did he have to say? And I told him, he has said this, this, and then he asked me this crazy question if I would consider going into ministry. And I told him, no, Mary, so you don't have to worry. And my wife at that point said, Fred, I think you ought to consider this. And I said, what? What do you mean? And she said, I've seen you when you prepare tax returns and doing accounting things, and your countenance is totally different when you're preparing a Bible study or when you're teaching. You look so much more peaceful and joyful. I really think you ought to consider this. And so my wife is the one who gave me the okay to break the promise that I had made to her that I wouldn't go into ministry. So that was the big catalyst. And one other thing, you know, I was being ordained in the Presbyterian denomination, and they make you go through all kinds of hoops. One is to make sure you go through the psychological evaluation, a real thorough psychological evaluation. And the psychologist, who's a Christian, he wrote on my conclusion that he let me see. He said, we believe that Mr. Tanizaki was a pastor trying really hard to be a CPA. So when I read that, I said, maybe this is God's calling for me.
What an affirmation. And of course, the big one, really, I mean, that psychological reference or exam is affirmative as well. But I think hearing from Mary, looking at your countenance, knowing you, and being able to recognize the joy of the Lord in preparing for teaching and preparing for your work in the ministry compared to what you were doing as a CPA. Fred, you know, let's fast forward a little bit. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Reverend Hibino, the privilege you had to be at the church while he was there. And of course, we both are our own dear Reverend Ted Isaki was there after him. Now you're the executive pastor of the church. In what ways has COVID or have COVID presented new challenges in church life at Wintersburg?
Well, you know, Danny, COVID is nothing like anything most people have experienced in recent history, where shelter in place, worship, physical presence in the worship service is limited, visitations. I mean, it's like a brand new environment in which to do ministry, to share the gospel. So the challenges are not only new, they're just completely off the charts, nothing that we have ever prepared for. So this is something, this environment has really not only brought new challenges, prompted us to find new strategies and tactics, but what it's really done, I believe, for me and for many Christian leaders, is to go back to our roots, trusting in Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes when the circumstances are really conducive for ministry plans that we've made, we maybe subconsciously rely too much on those strategies and plans. But when everything is uprooted, then we are forced to go to our foundation, our source of ministry. And I think COVID-19 definitely has changed the environment. There's a lot of great suffering, but I see in this, Danny, almost a blessing from God, because it takes us to that place of total and utter dependence in Jesus Christ. And for me,
let's go a little bit further with that, Fred. Reliance on Jesus Christ. I guess that could be considered a grounding reality of faith. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some lessons. What lessons has the Lord taught you as a pastor in this season?
You know, there is this element of trusting in Jesus, the sovereignty of God. And Danny, I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but December of 2019, I had a sextuple bypass surgery. And, you know, you were so kind, you and your wife, to visit me. Such a great blessing. But if that surgery had occurred in the midst of COVID, I don't know what would have happened. They may not have even given me the surgery because of the overcrowding in ICU. So I look at that and say, you know, there is a sovereignty of God here that we can put our trust in. Even in that moment when I had the surgery, I thought, oh, this is the worst thing that could happen. But in many ways, that was a wonderful blessing in strengthening me, preparing me for ministry in these COVID-19 circumstances, because I not only say to people, yes, when we are weak, we are strong. That's what the Bible says. I could tell them, yes, when we are weak, we are strong, according to 2 Corinthians 12, because I could tell you my testimony that it is true. So, you know, these lessons that we're talking about, they're lessons, not only things that we can quote from Scripture, but when we experience the dependence on God, we will realize just how strong and powerful it is, even in the midst of circumstances that we've never faced before.
Well, we talk about God's plans and our plans and how they compare. I mean, you and I have both maybe heard it said at one point, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And I mean, look at the way he has set you up for ministry this time. Gosh, sextuple bypass surgery, I remember when you told me about it. I'd never heard of it. This intricate and notably most intricate and surgically challenging of heart procedures, and you've come through it. You talked about periods that could have been very unbearable in the hospital. Are you talking about periods of loneliness, or is it just pain, physical pain? What was it, and how did you get through it back in 2019?
Let me tell you, Danny, I've never been sick before to this extent. So being in the hospital overnight was a new experience. And I've never had physical issues. My physicals every year, they were pretty good. In fact, people used to tease me because they said, Fred, you must have hit the genetic jackpot, man. You're really doing well physically. So that's kind of like this, you know, environment that I grew up in. And then all of a sudden to wake up and realize I can't even go to the bathroom unless I hit the buzzer to get out of bed so that the nurse could walk me to the restroom. Oh my goodness, that sense of utter dependence and weakness. It was so depressing. And I did kind of go down into that road of depression. And I remember there was my wife. She was standing by my bedside, and I wanted to look strong, but she knew that I wasn't. And so she held my hand, and she said to me, Fred, we got this. And just those very simple words of reassurance from my wife really encouraged me. And then my daughters, when they visited me, the oldest daughter, in fact, she said to me, I'm going to stay with you in your room because I know you're lonely. And she slept in this very uncomfortable sofa. And that really touched me and encouraged me. And then, of course, your visit. Wow, this is so awesome. Danny Yamashiro and his wife visited me. I think God sent people my way to pick me up when I could not pick myself up. And I think that was such a huge, huge blessing.
Something you just said rings It rings, it resonates, it echoes. Fred Tanizaki, when people come, it lifts you up. And someone today, dear friend, as we go to our break, when we come back, I want to continue this conversation. But think about this. Think about this. Because you might say, okay, well, coming to someone was good in 2019, but here we are in the midst of the COVID era or the aftermath of it in one way or another. We don't have that same kind of accessibility to visit someone in the hospital, to go to someone's house. Well, perhaps a next best thing is a call. Maybe it's a text, maybe it's a Zoom. But the reaching out can lift someone up. And I think Fred Tanizaki is sent by God to encourage us to do that even today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If you ever felt suffocated by anxiety, let me just share a passage with you. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is the Message translation. It says, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns." And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my guest today, Dr. Fred Tanizaki. We're grateful that you're with us. And it's our prayer that you will be encouraged with the story of Pastor Fred's life as he shares it with us. Find out more about Wintersburg Presbyterian Church at wintersburg.org, Wintersburg, B-U-R-G. And this podcast is available, as well as other shows, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. What advice, Fred, might you share with someone who feels a feeling of detachment as a result of the pandemic?
Yeah. And you know, Danny, that's a very real sense of just detached from people. I've talked to so many seniors, those who are over 70 years old, and when I talk to them, I hear their despair, their loneliness. You know, they tell me things like, well, our kids, our adult kids want to protect us, so they tell us to don't get out of the house. We'll do your shopping, we'll drop things off. And you know, so life is more than just eating and drinking. There are things that people need to do. God created us to be social creatures. And when that's just abruptly cut off, it can bring a sense of detachment, a sense of loneliness, a sense of darkness. And I think if we are in that place now where you're feeling that sense of detachment, if you are a follower of Christ, it's really important to know that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's not just a verse in the Bible, it is a reality. And I think that when we are in that state of darkness, even if we can't physically touch Jesus, the reality that Christ lives in us can bring us so much hope and comfort and peace. The other thing that we can do, and which I encourage seniors to do, is to pray for others. Now, I could share with you the story about this patient that I met years ago in a hospital. She had this physical condition where nobody could be around her. And so she was isolated. And she reached out to a chaplain, and I was working as a chaplain back then. And the nurse's station said, you know, you can't touch her. You can't really spend too much time in there, and make sure that you protect yourself. And I walked in. She was a young woman in her 20s, and she was in tears. She said, nobody will come and visit me. Nobody will come and talk to me. I just feel so lonely. I'm not even sure it's worth living anymore. And so I talked with her, and in our conversation, I found out that she had faith in Jesus Christ, that she was a Christian person. So I reminded her of these truths, that Jesus would never leave her nor forsake her. And I asked her to do one more thing. I said, you know, we're in the hospital. There's a whole bunch of people here suffering. There are people who are dying. Will you pray for them? Will you stand up and pray for them? I know people can't come and see you, but will you stand up in the name of Jesus and lift up all these people who are suffering? And she said, you know, with a halting voice, I'll try. Well, I went to go see her the next day at the hospital. She had this beaming look on her face. It wasn't like her disease was cured, but she greeted me with, hey, chaplain, how you doing? And she had taken that stand to lift up others in prayer. And so if we're in that place right now of darkness, that's what I would encourage you to do. One, never forget that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. And two, pray for those who are suffering in this world. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. And just that act can give us a sense of purpose and a sense of, yes, I'm making a difference in this world. And I think it'll bring a lot of encouragement to you.
Someone might say, Pastor Fred, that really strikes me. And especially in the way that you say it, draws me in, and I could see how that girl in the hospital, that woman in the hospital, responded in the way. But I don't feel like praying. And by golly, Pastor Fred, I'm lonely, and the strange thing is, not only am I detached, but there's this weird sense that I just want to go into my own loneliness. It might seem like I should see other people, but this detachment has really cut me off, and I'm just kind of maybe a little bit comfortable in my own loneliness. And in that, how do I pray? What would you say to someone who's feeling like that?
You know, and Danny, I know exactly what that such a statement would be. I've been there many times when I felt like, oh my goodness, if I weren't a pastor, I don't feel like I'd go to church on Sunday. So I know what that feels like. I know the sense of detachment. I know what it's like to be in that sense of darkness. So what I share with you, I speak from experience, not just concepts. I would just encourage you, take whatever step you can take. You don't have to become a marathon champion overnight. Whatever tiny step you can take, maybe it might be a step of, okay, today I'll spend one prayer. I threw out one prayer for somebody. It won't be a long prayer, but I just threw out one prayer for somebody who's hurting. Probably not going to make me feel any better, but I'll do it. And if you will just continue to take those miniature steps, I truly believe that God will bless you. God will take your hand, and before you realize, you'll be at a place where you go, whoa, how did I get here? I was in darkness, and now I see light, a little bit of light. And this is how I believe God delivers us. It's, you know, there are times when God will deliver us, like crossing the parting of the Red Sea, stuff like that. But more often than not, what I've seen God do is to take us through that valley of the shadow of death, walk us through that, and through that process, strengthen us when we realize, oh, man, God did bless me. God did strengthen us. And that would be the encouragement that I would give to you. Again, not just by concepts. I've been there many, many times, and that's been my experience. We have a faithful God.
Fred Tanizaki, you indeed have the gift of encouragement, and there is a timeliness to it. And indeed, these are moments when, perhaps we need more encouragement than ever. I'm wondering if when we come back, we can do a couple of things. Number one will, of course, be to have a time of prayer in our final segment. But I'm wondering also if you'd be willing to share a story of a man you led to Christ 4 years ago. I somehow sense that it will, maybe in one way or another, tie in Japan, tie in your development as a minister in the United States and the work that you are doing today. Could we do that when we come back, Pastor Fred?
Yes.
Well, dear one, you're in for it because, this story will, I think it's going to touch you. There's maybe one or two twists in it that will, I think, captivate you. So when we come back, more from Dr. Tanizaki, Dr. Fred Tanizaki, Reverend Dr. Fred Tanizaki, Presbyterian minister from Winnersburg Presbyterian Church. You can find out more about Winnersburg at winnersburg.org. And there's nothing quite like just sharing heart to heart. There's a freedom to it, a real liberty in being able to do that. You know where it comes from? That comes from the Lord. And perhaps your heart is being touched right now. Well, indeed, give credit to the Lord. It's His blessing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, now look, when you feel like things are just going out of control, they're beyond your ability to figure it all out. Remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. This is the Message translation. Trust in God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Dr. Fred Tanizaki of Winnersburg Presbyterian Church. We're grateful you're with us. Thanks for spending this precious time, your precious time with us. Find out more about Winnersburg at winnersburg.org. Speaking about listening to God's voice, Fred, tell us a story of a man you led to Christ 4 years ago.
Yeah, so a member of our church, she asked me, Pastor Fred, can you visit my dad? He's been resistant to the gospel all his life, and I don't think he has much time left. Will you visit him one last time? And so I went to go see him, and he was in a care facility, and I could tell he wasn't long for this world. He was breathing heavily, and so I didn't know what I was going to do. It's one of the things that I feel I'm called to do, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So I went to go see him, and I started to talk to him about the gospel. And then his daughter interrupted me. Pastor Fred, he's not going to be able to hear you. He only has one good ear. And I noticed that the good ear was against the wall. So here I am. I had to climb over his bed, and I'm literally shouting in his good ear. And I'm shouting the gospel to him, that Jesus Christ has come. He's come to take our sins with him. He died on the cross, rose again, and those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And I was sharing him the essence of the gospel, yelling at him, literally. And he couldn't speak. So I told him, I held his hand, which was kind of limp at the beginning. And then I said, okay, squeeze my hand if you want to repent and believe in Jesus Christ. And you know, Danny, that limp hand suddenly became powerful. He literally squeezed me so hard. In fact, he squeezed it twice. And I said, I believe you just confessed your sins and that you want to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Is that right? And he squeezed my hand again. And so I prayed with him. He died about 6 hours later. And then about 2 weeks later, the family asked me to do a burial at sea. So we went on a boat, taking his ashes, and we went out. And in that boat ride, I got a chance to talk to his oldest son. And he told me about his father's background. And as I listened to him, I said, whoa, this is stuff that my mom told me decades ago. You see, this man that I had led to Christ was similar to my dad. They were both born in the United States, but went back to Japan, and they were caught in World War II, and they lost their U.S. citizenship. And so this man went to court, a class action suit, went all the way up to the court just below the Supreme Court, and he won. And because he won, he was given back his U.S. citizenship, and it was a class action thing. So everybody else, like my dad, became the beneficiary of this guy's lawsuit. And my dad also regained his U.S. citizenship, and that's why my dad decided to move to the United States, because he regained his U.S. citizenship. And it just struck me, because my mom had told me about this law, this legal case that had enabled my dad to come back to the U.S., and I realized, wow, this is so awesome. The man who was the catalyst to getting my dad to become a U.S. citizen again, and then move to the U.S., bring his family with him, and me, 7 years old, coming to the U.S., hearing the gospel, coming to faith at the age of 20, and then almost 35 years later, me coming to the man who made this all possible for me to be in the U.S., I had an opportunity to share the gospel with him. And on his last day in this world, he came to faith in Jesus Christ. I realized then the awesome sovereignty of God and how God transcends time. It was just so amazing.
You talk about the sovereignty of God. There lies hope in the sovereignty of the Lord our God. For someone right now who feels like life has become untethered and they are slipping into an abyss, as it were, of hopelessness and confusion. But this story is powerful because of the sovereign work of the Lord. And I'd like to ask if you could pray, because of the hopefulness in this story of God's plan, for someone who trusts in the Lord. Could you do that, Pastor Fred, right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Please.
Father, you are so awesome that our minds can't even begin to conceive of just how great you are. You are the God that connects the hopeless with absolute hope. You are the God who reaches down and cares for those who are in places of darkness. You are the God who is able to do things way beyond what we can even imagine. And so right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those who are in that place of despair, hopelessness, a sense of darkness. Lord, what I would ask you to do first is that you would open their hearts to the good news of Jesus Christ. And if they are not yet been reconciled to you, that you would reach down and save them. Change their hearts, O Lord, that they would call upon you as Lord and Savior. And for those who are already in your family, may you remind them of your faithfulness, that the God who delivered the people out of Egypt, the God who parted the Red Sea, the God who restored the people of Israel from captivity, the God who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the God who caused a band of 12 scared apostles to become a movement that has never been vanquished in this world. The God who has done so many, many miracles, that you are the God, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so, Lord, do this miraculous work once again in the lives of people today, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of so much despair and darkness. We know you can do this, Lord. We've seen you do it so often. And I believe that you will do that even now in the lives of the people who may be listening to this broadcast. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Fred, thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for worried hearts, broken hearts, fearful hearts, the word of hope and comfort that is found in Jesus. Dear friend, if the Lord has ministered to you and touched you and you want to reach out back to us, go in and you can contact me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. And you can always check out Pastor Fred, Wintersburg.org. Pastor Fred, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today. We so greatly appreciate you.
Thank you, Danny. God's richest blessings to you, your family, and all those in your listening family. Thank you so much.
Hope-filled words from Dr. Fred Tanizaki, Wintersburg.org. Hey, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. I thank you in advance. Psalm 37:5, open up before God, keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done. He'll validate your life in the clear light of day. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Fred Tanizaki, Wintersburg.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, and co-host Lani Ka'a'a, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.